Good evening, Ron. Day two of the Kansas Week Tour wraps up here in Wichita this evening. The day two average of the western and southern part of the state totaled 39.9 bushels with 215 total stops. The two-day average yield with the 428 completed stops totals 40.3 bushels per acre average. Last year, the two-day average total was 40.6 bushels per acre. It looks like we are right on with estimates from last year at this point in time on the tour. We started this morning in Colby. We saw great wheat throughout the western Kansas throughout this morning, yields ranging anywhere from 51 bushels per acre to 76 bushels per acre on dryland wheat around Scott City and Garden City areas. We noticed yields were still good with averages around 46 bushels per acre around Liberal. However, we did see some drought stress starting to occur in that region. Wheat around Beaver looked favorable, but as we got closer into the Oklahoma route on the northern parts of Oklahoma around Knowles, Gate, and Buffalo, the wheat crop in this area looked severely stressed with the stands. Average yields were around anywhere from the low to mid-20s on the better-looking wheat. We did visit with one producer out in that area who said that he was planning on cutting his wheat for hay in those far northern parts of the state out in the panhandle. We did stop at Alva in Burlington and saw many different variables. Wheat with good management practices looked favorable with yield predictions in the mid-30s to low 40s. However, much of the later planted wheat looked damaged from the drought in this area. We announced the Oklahoma City S numbers to the Kansas Wheat Tour this evening and are glad to report the Oklahoma grain and feed numbers for the Oklahoma wheat crop. I am hopeful we will get close to the 141 million bushel estimate. That number will require a 33 bushel per acre average for the state based on the 4,209,000 estimate on acres that will be harvested. It will be important to receive moisture in the northern counties I was in today within the next few days. It is clear that the crop has already been reduced with yield potential, but moisture would still be helpful to producers in this region. We look forward to day three tomorrow, and we'll continue to keep you updated on our findings once the tour is completed tomorrow in Kansas City. Look forward to talking with you then.